Implementing a stimulating monetary policy, the central bank increases the money supply on the money market or the price of money. The money market interest rates therefore decline. Interest rates on bank loans to enterprises and individuals decline as well. A greater money supply and cheaper loans encourage the growth of lending. Lower income or interest rates on money market loans increase the comparative profitability of other types of assets and investments, for example, shares and real estate. Therefore, the market value of those investments grows, and consequently so does the income of their holders. A lower interest rate on cash assets in the national currency, however, diminishes the profitability of those funds in comparison with cash assets in other currencies. Therefore, the demand for the national currency declines, and it depreciates against other currencies. The above developments influence the behavior of enterprises and population on the goods and services market. Loans that are cheaper and more easily accessible encourage growth and are used, for instance, to purchase consumer goods and invest in construction or business development. Consumption and investment are also facilitated by the relatively higher income from various types of investment. As the interest rates have become lower, bank deposits become less profitable and spending or on lending and investment are favored, thus promoting the growth of investment and consumption in the economy. Higher demand means that enterprises attempt to earn additional profit by putting higher margins on goods and thus increasing the prices of both goods and raw materials. With the national currency depreciating, imported goods become more expensive. As income grows, expenditure for wages and salaries increases and in its turn influences the prices. With the increase of prices and costs in the economy, inflation also grows. If the demand continues to expand rapidly, it is followed by an increasingly higher growth of inflation. Accompanied by losses and risks, high inflation in turn starts impeding economic development.